Unknown to most Sydney siders, we have a homegrown world treasure beneath our feet. Alan Worrell is our very own world-class caver, a man so accomplished in the field that his book is considered the modern caver's Bible. Alan has been constantly pushed to the boundaries of technique, which has allowed him to push the limits of caving. He put moles to shame when he set the new world depth record in 2004 and then went back to push it further in 2011 to the incredible depth of 2,140 metres. Our subterranean expert has emerged. Literally, he was in Jenolan Caves only yesterday, and he's joined us in the studio. Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Now, you obviously don't cave, I guess, for the view. What is it that attracts you to this business of caving?
Yeah, definitely not the view. No. It's exploration, really. It's just going to find new things, go where no one's been before. I mean, it sounds a bit cliche, but you do, really. All of these deep caves, you are after new stuff all the time.
So how long have you been doing it for?
First went in a cave in 1968.
1968, wow.
Yeah, is that scary or what?
You are the legend of caving. You are the expert, I guess, many people have described you as.
Yeah, there's quite a few experts.
what does it take to want to explore the world of caves? What must you have?
I think that question's too difficult. I guess you've got to have this sort of urge to, explore, really. I mean, humans like exploring things anyway. You see an open door, you always sort of look in. So I guess it's just an exaggerated version of that. Some of us are more inclined than others.
You see an open hole and you kind of want to walk in instead, I guess.
Yeah, you go in and, if you go into a cave and you see there's a little bit more and you want to explore a little bit more and a little bit more and, I've been hooked on it for so long now. And I mean, I go for deep caves mainly. So,
yeah.
The deeper you can go, the better sort of thing.
Yeah, because part of what you do is to pioneer new routes, like going places, as you said, that no one's ever gone before. How dangerous is the sort of stuff you get up to?
Oh, it's like a lot of things. It looks really dangerous, and if you do it badly, it's awful dangerous. But you have a lot of, techniques, ways of doing things to keep it safer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're rigging your ropes to avoid water, if it floods, and avoid falling rocks, things like that. So you take it into account. I mean, like crossing the street's awful dangerous if you just walk across without watching where you're going too. Mm.
You've got to be prepared, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah.
And you kind of specialise in going quite deep as well. You set a number of records, as I said, in the introduction. But caving at depths below 1,000 metres doesn't seem like the kind of thing you can do in one day. So what's the longest amount of time you've been underground, and how do you sort of cope with being underground for longer periods of time?
It depends on the cave, but some 1,000-metre caves, people go in and out in a day. But usually when you're exploring them, you'll get down to somewhere between 600 metres and 1,000 metres and start putting in a camp or a bivouac, which means you don't have all this commuting time to, come back out and then go back in and explore a little bit and spend more time travelling than doing. So like Voronya, the 2,000-metre cave, you normally do about three camps on the way down that.
Right.
So, you spread just getting to the bottom over 3 days, and you might come out in 2 or 3 days too.
Is it kind of weird being underground for so many days? Like, do you kind of get a bit disorientated when you come back to the surface?
In terms of knowing sort of where north is, the directions, you have no idea. I mean, to me, when I go in a cave, it all seems straight, even though you're going in spirals or whatever. You just don't know, because you can't tell which way anything is, except up and down.
And you've been in caves all over the world, different parts of the world. Is there much variance in caves from country to country, or is all kind of, I guess, similar to a degree?
They're all caves, and they've all got, stalactites and stalagmites and water in the bottom and sometimes too much mud. But they're all different at the same time. It's the rocks different in different places. The mountains are different, so you get variations there. The geology gives you steep caves, gentle caves. Up in New Guinea, where I just was, the rock's very white. So you go in those caves and they're very sort of brilliant. You don't need much light and it reflects off the walls in a house
Wow.
A white painted house is really bright inside, and so are the caves. And others are really dark, and the walls just sort of gobble up your light and it feels real gloomy.
Frightening. So your book, Vertical, adopts a philosophy of caving designed to leave little environment impact. So is that a concern that, caving does? It doesn't sound to me that there would be much of an environmental impact, but what is it about the style that you do it that makes it a little or littlely impact?
There's actually a lot of impact, not so much from cavers, but just from people in general. People use caves as rubbish tips quite often, and because they're natural drains, anything that goes into the water gets carried on down. So some places you find just disgusting great masses of rubbish. Not so much in Australia, but other countries it's terrible. But yeah, I like to keep our impact as cavers small on the cave. So you know, the camping, you've got to be careful and not leave a lot of your rubbish. Other countries, people have left their whole camp in, you know, they take all their stuff in and they camp there and then they just walk out and leave everything there. You know, a bit like the Everest stories, you know, that were such a mess at base camp and they've spent ages cleaning it up and it's still a mess.
Wow.
But I try to, take everything back out again.
Well, it's a fascinating life that you live, going down to all sorts of crazy depths all over the world. And you'll be talking at the Australian Museum this Thursday night for the Trailblazer Tour. Get tickets from the Australian Museum website. But Alan, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you, Mitch.